Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and are you ready for the origami nanobots, the magnetic slime, and an AI alien future, all while doing the DARPA Moderna dance? Well, you better be, because that's what we're here to talk about. And unfortunately, the final segment of this show, which will involve DARPA and Moderna, will not be able to air on YouTube because they will probably take it down for you know what. I won't even say the word. Ooh, there's so many dirty words that we can't talk about. So thumbs it up, subscribe and share if you're new. Remember, we're fully demonetized here. The links down below are how you can watch me elsewhere on Rumble, Rockfin, Podbean, and more, and also financially support the broadcast. Let's get into it. The real Fantastic Voyage, miniature origami robots that can roll, flip, spin, and swim could be used to dispense medicines around the human body. So this one's going to have it all. When I saw this, the first thing that I thought about after I thought about Blade Runner and the origami unicorn that I put in the thumbnail was a story about alien life being AI and robotics and more of a push that even we will live in a post-human future, okay? And I'll show you that article in a moment. But I thought to myself, man, this thing looks like a Transformer. And of course, the Transformers' backstory is they are also aliens, okay, folks? So let's scroll down. I want people to see this because we're also going to be playing the magnetic slime. And one of the reasons I'm talking about Hollywood productions, etc., it's a way to show you how science fiction makes it its way into our reality and in many ways prepares us for that reality. So if you see this little item here, okay, that's what we're talking about the size of right now as a representation, but obviously these things will be miniaturized, and we'll just watch the video, okay? So this is at a Stanford, and they call it the Millirobot, and it's just, I'm going to take myself out of the picture here because it is wild the way this thing moves. There it jumps, okay, it submerges, and by the way, we're going to talk about how the DARPA dogs are now moving in water, and essentially this thing is going to be able to take all sorts of different forms, disperse all sorts of different quote-unquote medicines, and absolutely could be used as a technology to empower humanity. But at the same time, it could also be used to enslave humanity. All right, now you're going to see it move in some wet tissue, obviously. This is the innards of a pig stomach, and now you'll see it pump the medicine out. Pretty interesting stuff. The origami robot. And as I stated before, this technology, of course, is only going to get better. However, what we also have here and have for a while is the magnetic slime. So forget about a nanobot that behaves in that manner. This is literally something like out of the Terminator, or what I'm going to reference in a bit, the X-Files Black Oil saga that started in the 90s. And for me, you know, I again think by being prepared by the media to want to see what a real alien look like, and that an alien's supposed to look a lot like a human in the sense it's got two eyes and a mouth and a torso and arms and legs. You know, it looks like E.T. or it looks like Alien Autopsy was big at the time. And certainly that storyline was present in the X-Files. But then all of a sudden, this black goo, this metal, right, shows up. Although it's you're never really sure whether it's a sentient being, whether or not it's just controlling them through thought patterns as it starts to overtake people like zombies. Later in the movies, they show it during the caveman period. But this material is able to be, again, manipulated by outside magnetic waves, okay, resonances. And by that, it can take any shape. Obviously, they're doing similar things to what you saw in the other one here. and they want this to run into your body. And these things, again, are going to be equipped with sensors that make it impossible for you to, quote unquote, game the system. And they will constantly be able to control it. All right? So I want to move on down the line here. And remember, these are the type of technologies that are developed by NASA and DARPA and the military-industrial complex in conjunction with universities and corporations. It's the techno-fascist state. So as we were talking about, again, these things swimming around, spot the DARPA robot now has a propeller. Huh? Isn't that great? We'll take the music off. But everybody's like, yeah, I'll just get away from it by going onto an island somewhere. Not that they couldn't just disperse them via drone. But there's going to be no running from these things. And we're going to show you that they've even developed now human-like skin for a lot of these robotics. So once again, spot the DARPA robot now can swim. Lovely. It's awesome. So as I said this, they talk about this living skin, and a lot of us are aware of Westworld and what I keep talking about, the move towards transhumanism, the merging of machine and man, and trying to make machines more human-like. But at the same time, behind the scenes, there has been so much biogenetic experimentation on not only human beings, but species across the board, chimeras. Anybody can look into how much of the chimeric studies are actually made public. And now what we're talking about is eventually things that may be indistinguishable from a biological being. And this is why I want to talk about this right here. Is ET a robot? Astronomer Royale says alien civilizations may have already transitioned from flesh and blood to machines, and humans will eventually do the same. Now, in this, he says in thousands of years. Obviously, if you've been watching me, I would say the people in charge are way ahead of thousands of years of us becoming machines. And really, the big trick is to try to get you into the virtual age where you upload your consciousness to said machines as this predator class ascends to godhood via these technologies. And that's why, to me, all of this stuff is synonymous, right? When we talk about aliens, we have to talk about transhumanism. We have to. Because in an essence, man is creating an entirely separate species. That's also something that Bushnell talks about, okay? Geordie Rose, who was a big part of D-Wave, the initial quantum computing Google-NASA partnership, all right, often talked about these things being aliens that we're bringing into existence. And with the story about sentience out there, this is preparing the public for more of this, okay? And that's why we're talking about it. And when I was talking about the black oil, I want everybody to take a look. You know, basically, it's a story storyline that this stuff has been around since mankind has been around, okay? And it's able to overtake any kind of biology, really. I believe it can go even beyond human beings. But it was never a big part of my show. But now that we see the technology coming into fruition, I just think to myself, man, talk about ahead of its time. Ahead of its time, indeed. AI, robots, those type of technologies, the origami bot and this technology supposedly going to save you medically. Well, I want you to meet Grace, okay? And the thing is that Grace, I'm going to pause it once it comes up because this is actually going to be on the flip side here. I'd rather not because this is a pandemic used robot right here, okay? So we're going to play this clip on the other side, but we're going to play another clip first. I just don't want to get in trouble. And this is a real thing. They're taking over the medical system, and they even want the blockchain to be utilized with Grace as they phase human beings out of the medical system. okay? And in my opinion, push transhumanism on us all as robotics get stronger. You know, we talked about that skin. I want everybody to see this right here. Let's turn the volume up. This is actually, I think, a few years old now. So let me show you, just forget about the skin. Look at these artificial muscles. Look at that thing. Okay. You think you're going to outrun that? You think you're going to out-wrestle this thing? Take a real good hard look. And what we're looking at is public technology, and it's old. What do they have behind closed doors? Okay? Let me also argue this before we go to the other side. We talk about DARPA and Moderna. With DARPA's access to all these different black programs and black sites, and Annie Jacobson claiming an Area 51 that even back in, during the Roswell incident, the Soviets had access to genetically modify and manipulate surgically children to look like aliens. Okay, forget about what we've learned now. And that's what was dumped on them via the saucer technology they gained from the Horton brothers. I'm not saying that's true, but if it were, do you not think that this government could actually create a biological or AI type entity that actually believes it's an alien to fool us all, even if it's not? Look at that thing. That's the robotics we have right now, guys. Take a good hard look. And with that being said, okay, I'm going to just put these stories up behind me. I'm not going to say anything about them, okay, because we can't talk about it over on YouTube. Now's the time to come over to Rockfin, okay? Come on over. Come on over to Rockfin. Come on over to Rumble. We're rumbling. We don't even have 1,000 followers on Rumble, because we're going to talk about this story, and we're going to talk about this story. Okay, now, I can't say nothing about them here, but I do want to point out before we leave, okay, that DARPA and Moderna's partnership started in 2013 to fight for mRNA, right? To fight what? Oh, pandemics with mRNA drugs. All right, and they talk about both natural and biological attacks when the pathogen is unknown, okay? Now, I want to point out that, this has been fact-checked all over the place. Political Facts says it's false, but Moderna and DARPA's partnership, let's talk about it on the other side. I don't want to get in trouble. So thumbs it up, subscribe, share. You want to support me, YouTube audience, come on over or buy me a coffee. That's the way to do it. YouTube, we'll see you later, because we have the Grace clip to play, because they instituted her during COVID-1984. Again, bring this into the medical industry. We have those stories to talk about. And then we're going to talk about this sequence right here, which suggests a lot. We'll see you, YouTube. All right, guys, we are off of YouTube. I can't lose that channel. So they're saying it's 1 in 3 trillion that this is a mistake. And basically, COVID matched one of their cancer drugs that they patented 2.5 years later after that partnership, because all this mRNA tech is also about getting into the medical system and genomically changing human beings. Okay, it is CRISPR tech. Even in this Time Magazine article, over and over and over again, they talk about CRISPR tech. It's gene editing. Say it with me. I can't say that over on YouTube. I'm not allowed to talk about that over on YouTube. That's a no-no over on YouTube. But it's the truth. Okay? And people need to get with it. All right? And I can't talk about how Moderna, who partnered with DARPA, their vaccine, okay? Do you see this? They say that Where is it? Did they change the headline on this? They must have changed the headline. Of course they did. They were forced to change the headline of this. Basically, they said the Moderna shot. I can't even believe this. Well, I can believe it. You know what? Let's go to my Facebook just because I think that the headline is still up. We'll do it live. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share because I posted it here. And there's another one right here. I mean, look at this one right here. Severe COVID-19, rare and unvaccinated people, study reveals. No kidding. I told you it was rare in the first place. They kept saying safe and effective. All right, see, here it is right here. Moderna's jab is more likely to trigger myocarditis than Pfizer's. That was the headline. Okay, see, this is the weird Orwellian censorship world we already live in. All right? Of course it's deadlier than Pfizer's. Of course it is, because they work directly with the Defense Department. That's the DARPA dance. That's the Moderna DARPA dance. Okay, talk about liability. And like I said, all these things have been talking points. They told you, oh, it wasn't going to stop infections. It wasn't going to stop the spread. You were going to get sick. You were going to have to take multiple jabs. You're going to have to take annual jabs. Yeah, it's not a normal vaccine, and that has an attenuated version of the virus, okay? But it's going to keep you out of the hospital. It's going to stop you from dying. Bullshit. Severe COVID-19 rare in unvaccinated people. Let me point this out. These are the arguments here from some of the slowest people out there. Here's a blue check mark. And of course, they turned off comments, but we give it a retweet. And this person said this: the anti-vax crowd's favorite talking point these days. Why are vaxxed and boosted people getting COVID multiple times? Which they are. Is such a spectacular self-own. They're getting it multiple times because they're not dying the first time, my dudes. I mean, that means it's working. And before there was a vaccine, okay, before any of the hate and lie shots were out there, the World Health Organization said at best it had a 0.6% mortality rate. That means 99.4% of the people survived it. So I responded, think about how low the level of critical thinking / intelligence is of this person if she indeed actually believes this in any way, shape, or form. 99 plus percent survived prior to any injectable at DARPA bioweapons even being available. Those are facts. Okay, but again, this is about the total medical takeover. This is why the Nazis did it with the Department of Hygiene. So meet Grace, your COVID-19 created robot. Oh.
The Hong Kong team behind celebrity humanoid robot Sophia is launching a new prototype, Grace, targeted at the healthcare market and designed to interact with the elderly and those isolated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Dressed in a blue nurse's uniform, Grace has Asian features, collar-length brown hair, and a thermal camera in her chest to take your temperature and measure your responsiveness. She uses artificial intelligence to diagnose a patient and can speak English, Mandarin, and Cantonese.
Hello everybody, I am Sophia. Let me introduce you to my sister, Grace.
Remember Sophia, a citizen of, I believe it's the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. This is Hanson Robotics. They've been around for a very long time. I used to talk about them way back in the day when they were out of Austin, Texas. All right. And again, this is going to be involved in the blockchain. Blockchain Cardano may run these bots. Remember, they don't have a soul. They do what they're programmed to. You're going to get your COVID medications, those awesome shots.
Come over here. Hi, Grace.
Thank you, Sophia. Hello, everybody. I am Grace. I am built by Hanson Robotics for Awakening Health. I can do all kinds of things for elderly people. I can visit with people and brighten their day with social stimulation, entertain and help guide exercise, but also can do talk therapy, take bio readings and help healthcare providers assess their health, and deliver treatments.
Hi, my friend. Nice to see you. Okay, great. So while we talk, I will take your temperature reading and pulse with this little thermal camera on my chest.
Dystopia is now. Dystopia is now. Oh, you won't need the human interactions. Remember during COVID-1984 when they refused certain treatments? They refused people to even see their loved ones as they died? Robots. Grace. Alien AI. This is it, folks. That's all I can say. This is a very real battle. We must become the great resistance to their great narrative, their great reset, their fourth industrial revolution, which involves a post-human future. And the road to that post-human future is one of devastation for what I believe to be one of the most special, if not the most special, creation in the cosmos, in this reality, okay? And that's humanity in general. So thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. Remember, I am a documentary filmmaker. If you're new to the broadcast, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, and Shade the Motion Picture are all free right here, right now, no matter what the platform, you can find them, okay? And they are in the playlist section, even at YouTube, where I'm censored still. If you want to support the broadcast, consider buying me a coffee. $5, $10, $15. It means the world to me, guys. All right? This is how we keep doing these type of broadcasts, despite all the censorship. I want to thank Odyssey for backing me up. Remember, right now, if you're watching me uncensored, you might be rumbling. We don't even have 1,000 subscribers over on Rumble. Come on over to Rumble. We're trying to make a splash there. And remember, Podbean for the audio RSS feeds, those that like that, you can go over there. We also have Vidcast, and then of course Rockfin. Hit that red subscribe button on a desktop. $9.99 for the year, $99.99 for the $9.99 for a month, or $99.99 for the year. You get everybody else's premium content, another great way to support me. And hey, we still need to reach people with the cat videos, over 2,000 plus videos. Dig through the Jason Burmis archives. We've been talking about a lot of this stuff for a very long time. I absolutely love you guys. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you all on the flip side.